Hello, everyone, and thank you. You've reached the end of our show here on Working Title on CGLO 1690 AM. But I have a couple songs for you guys coming up, so I'm very excited to show them off. So, but yeah, Cleo, any before I get to that, any closing thoughts about riding shotgun? You know,
I don't think I'd be cut out for the job. Mostly, I don't think I could do it, and. Yeah. I feel like gangsters are very interesting and fun. And I think it's really cool. Like, obviously we do a lot of those little language things on here that you kind of use and don't know where they come from.
Yeah.
And I feel like that one's one of the more straightforward ones, but I still like it just wouldn't really think about it outside of someone.
Exactly, right? Like, that's it. It's like one of those things. It's like I saw it just like randomly, like, oh, you know, this is where the term riding shotgun came from, and I was like, that makes a ton of sense. I want to look more into that, you know. And I thought it was funny, like, you know, yeah, granted I didn't realize you didn't know Wells Fargo, but I get that's my American showing. I thought they were like an international bank and not just
America. They probably are, like, yeah, I've heard their name 1,000 times. I just wasn't sure if they were like a bank or like an insurance or what.
Seen their logo.
Probably, yeah.
I think it's like, I can't imagine, you know, like you're getting hired at like Wells Fargo. You're like, you know, welcome out to the, you know, the old West, you know, this is, you know, uncharted territory, you know, everyone's running around. It's great. Here's your standard issue shotgun. It's like, what's this for? You're in the old West, man. You know, it's wild.
Yeah.
It's like, this ain't
buckle
the city.
Up, cowboy.
This ain't the city, homeboy. This is
homeboy. That's what they saw in the old West. They're like, homeboy, listen.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So this town ain't big enough for the two of us.
Exactly. I just thought it was funny that Tombstone, Arizona just seems to be this focal point of all gunslinger stories.
We should do that sometime, because I used to have, did you ever have those books like Uncle John's Bathroom Readers or whatever they were called?
I had something like that growing up. I can't remember what it was called, but there was something in our house.
Yeah, they had one that had like a ton of names, like crazy names of places, like Death Valley, and like a place to, yeah, like there's one called Hell. I think there's multiple places called Hell. There you go. Yeah, exactly. but there's some crazy names in America, and I feel like we should
have. No, exactly. Like the old West America, like especially, and there's a bunch of ghost towns that are like abandoned too that have random names also. It's pretty funny.
It was super fun.
Yeah, exactly. Without further ado, I'm very excited for this next song. Like I said, it's a Quebec ska band. And singing about being an LA beach bum. So that's cool.
Incredible. Like,
that's my Scott pick for the
week. It is you.
Yep, exactly. The song is LA Beach Bum by Sub. And then finally we have some good old Death From Above, 1979.
Classic. Called
Modern Guy. This is off of their new album that came out last year. And this song's been remixed actually a ton too, is what I saw when I was looking it up, but I haven't really listened to the remixes of it. So
the Death From Above or the Quebec ska?
The Death From Above one. From above, oh my god.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The Quebec ska was
I said that and I was like, no, there's no way.
That'd be killer. I'd be all over that. All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for tuning into this week's episode of Working Title. We will see you all in 2 weeks.
Yes. And I have no idea what I'm going to do, but hopefully it'll be interesting.
I am excited. It's always interesting.
Clear. Me too. Thank you.
All righty, guys. Later. Thank you so much.
And thank you.
Keep it here on CGLO 1690 AM.
Okay, LA.